This is heartbreaking for me. So as you all know, it's probably one reason we're speaking. I have this project in which 3,500 medical and scientific experts are pouring through the 55,000 plus documents released under court order by the FDA that are Pfizer's internal documents. And these are documents that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. And as you all know, but I'll tell your audience, in these documents, in these 70 reports that these experts have produced that anyone can read, they're on our website, dailyclout.io. They link to the documents themselves. But we see documented the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. I could go on and on, you know, tens of thousands of neurological events, blood clots, lung clots, leg clots, paralysis, Bell's palsy, Guillain-Barré, thrombocytopenia, epilepsies, dementias, Parkinson's, tremors, convulsions. Interestingly, I'll tell you this as athletes, very interesting. The number one side effect in the Pfizer documents is joint pain, like arthritis type joint pain. And it makes sense because the lipid nanoparticles go through every membrane and connective tissue in cartilage, you know, is degraded. But I've seen so many healthy young people limping, you know, healthy middle-aged people getting joint replacements, like multiple joint replacements, people's ankles going out. Well, they have no idea why, but I know why. And the second most common is myalgia, which is muscle pain. And I do know people, again, in the prime of life, healthy people, took care of themselves, worked out, they're in agonizing, constant muscle pain. So, and the third most common side effect is COVID. In other words, by the first month of rollout, Pfizer knew that these injections did not stop COVID. They didn't work. They didn't just not work to stop transmission. They didn't work to stop COVID. So everything that followed was a hellish fake theater. So additionally, in the Pfizer documents, and I'm skipping over many horrible injuries and fatalities, there's a 360-degree attack on human reproduction. And in multiple organ systems, as well as reproductively, it's a factor of 4-to-1 to 8-to-1 women being injured over men. And I'll just give you one example. I mean, it's literally a war against women in the Pfizer documents with this injection. There's a chart in the Pfizer documents that shows that women have 72% of the adverse events, of all of the adverse events. And that of those, 16%, in Pfizer's own words, are reproductive disorders, quote unquote reproductive disorders, compared to 0.49% for men. So, you know, I'm skipping ahead a great deal, but the lipid nanoparticles cross the placenta, they enter the breast milk. This is not my opinion. This is in the documents. Like Pfizer most recently, report 69, has a chart of horrible things that happen to babies when they're nursing from vaccinated mothers, and horrible things, including fatalities, that happen to babies when their moms are vaccinated. So this has happened. We know the mechanism by which babies are spontaneously aborting or being miscarried or dying after they're born. And now there's a million missing babies in Western Europe. There's a 13 to 20% drop in live births, especially in Western countries. So now to your point, women should be screaming and yelling about this. You know, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, which took $1 million from Pfizer, should be out front. Just women's activists, women commentators, women, like, as you say, woke women, right, of whom I used to be one until very recently. I got ejected from the world of woke because I asked questions you're not supposed to ask. It is surreal to me, you know, the Boston Women's Health Collective, Our Bodies, Ourselves, you know, it is surreal to me that I almost started to cry a couple of weeks ago when I interviewed a midwife, a nurse midwife named Ellen Jasmer in Northern California, and she was warning that she was seeing these calcified placentas that we broke the story months ago that this is what lipid nanoparticles do. Now she's seeing them. She's seeing babies born fine. They seem fine, but then they're rushed to the hospital within a day of going home because their tiny lungs are leaking air. This is in the Pfizer documents 2 years ago that this would happen to tiny babies. Their lungs would leak air. So I almost started weeping because she was the first woman, professional, supposed to care about women, who was actually coming forward and say women and babies are being hurt. I mean, this is so surreal to me. It's now been 2 years since I first raised the alarm on Twitter and got deplatformed about women having menstrual symptoms. And you're athletes. You know that if a woman has a menstrual disorder, something's wrong in her whole state of health, right? You know that all these things are connected. So, and it doesn't take rocket science. It takes eighth grade biology to know that if women in 2021 are saying they're having horrible menstrual problems, in 2023, there will be fertility problems. Duh, right? I mean, I'm not a medical doctor and I know that. So basically, I think there's no way to answer your question reasonably because all the people who are supposed to speak up for sanity are not doing so. In my book, The Bodies of Others, I showed how money flowed to all of those influencers and, you know, community leaders and trusted messengers from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and from the CARES Act to co-opt them into overcoming vaccine hesitancy. So now either they're ashamed or their lawyers have told them to stay quiet or they're in cognitive dissonance and they're still being silent. And like, it's something you can't talk about. That said, I have to credit a lot of surprising men. For the last year and a half, the people who've been talking to me about menstrual disorders and about the fertility problems and the poison breast milk, literally male pastors, you know, like like men of faith, first talked to me about it. Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson were willing to talk to me about it. And men on the right, libertarian men, I don't know what your politics are. I don't care. But, you know, it is a tragedy for me that, I mean, it's kind of beautiful that men are stepping forward, but it's also heartbreaking. Something's really wrong, that it takes men to say, wait a minute, we value women being able to get pregnant and have children and, you know, nurse them. These are important things women can do. What's going on here? But women themselves, who are supposed to look after women and babies and professional organizations, are absolutely treasonous to the cause of women.